Text A. The Chinese women's team bravely fights against world number one. No surprises, yet still plenty to cheer about. That is the thing to remember from Team China's FIVB Women's World Championship campaign. It ended in a quarterfinal defeat to Hot Italy on Tuesday. Now the hope is that the good performances in the Netherlands can lay the foundation for the Paris 2024 Olympics. Without superstar spiker Zhu Ting and experienced hitter Zhang Chongning, the Chinese women's team fought bravely against world number one Italy in a 3-1 quarterfinal loss. The team finally finished sixth at the tournament, leaving fans and experts positive and cheerful about the squad's possible success at Paris 2024. Leading a young squad with eight players making their world's first appearance, head coach Cai Bin was proud of his team's efforts in securing 7 wins out of 10 matches at the tournament. Overall, I think we did a good job. The championship ended up being a great learning curve for us as a young team without much international experience, Cai said after Italy's 3-1, 25-16, 25-22, 13-25, 25-17 victory in the Dutch city of Apeldoorn. We were a little bit too nervous in the first set, then improved in the second before picking up our game in the third. Our players have done their best, added Cai. He took over the women's team in February after Long Ping stepped down following last year's Tokyo Olympics. We can improve a lot compared to the world's best, but I am quite happy to see how hard our players fought. They showed the great teamwork that the Chinese women's team is usually famous for. A 2-time Olympic gold medal winner, Team China approached this year's world's best as the first major test on its way back to the peak of the sport after the squad unexpectedly hit rock bottom at the Tokyo Games. A wrist injury interfered with Zhu's performance in Japan. It has sidelined the productive attacker for over a year. The 1.98-meter spiker this week reported a clean bill of health at her new club in Italy's league. Zhu's fellow spiker, Zhang, was also a strong member of Long's victorious Rio 2016 squad. But Zhang was not on Chai's list because of injury and marriage afterward. The absence of the two leading players and the retirement of several experienced team members posed Cai a big challenge. However, the new national team proved to be a team capable of restoring the program's elite status. The team didn't advance to the Final Four was quite a reasonable result, said Hui Ruoqi, retired captain of the 2016 gold-winning team. The World Championship trip has shown some weaknesses. They also show the team's potential. Hopefully, they can continue to gain experience and improve the squad's depth to prepare for next year's Asian Games and the Olympics in Paris, she added. Zhu is a 3-time FIVB World Player of the Year, 2016 to 2018. She is to resume action when the Italian League begins on October 23rd. It's up to Cai to improve his young squad to his own style, to change for the expected return of the all-winning Zhu Bertin.